This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. All right, first, there's a children's hospital that has decided to drop gender specifications on kids' wristbands. And I guess they are moving to be progressive, where they don't label a kid a boy or a girl. This is going to be a common trend, and mark my words, they're going to compete. I don't know who they are that's in charge of this whole thing, but they're going to eventually not even have the words boy, girl, man, woman in our vocabulary. It's going to be a bad word. It's going to be politically correct. It's probably going to be considered racist to call somebody a boy or call somebody a girl. Is that what we're ready for? Is that what we want? Is that good? Is that bad? So, I have my opinion, but I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a woman had laser treatment, and a lot of us get laser treatment. And unfortunately, she got huge blistering burns. Now, this actually happened to me, where I just reacted from the laser, and thank God I didn't scar. But I think there's a lot of things we're doing to each other that could possibly be cosmetically or even medically really, really bad. We're going to be talking to Tony Briggs for the American Red Cross about the latest in the Hurricane Florence cleanup and effort. Apparently, electricity, power, coal, so much has gone wrong. Flooding. We're going to talk about what's happening there. Kavanaugh, we have a second accuser. Actually, now we're being told there's a third coming out. The second one, this is kind of interesting because apparently she remembers being intoxicated and slurring her words, but apparently she wants to give testimony on what happened with Brett Kavanaugh 30-some years ago as well. So we're going to talk about the latest in that. One of you is having some issues with the ladies, and I think a lot of you guys are. And I don't know how to help everybody, but I think I know how to help you guys if you're football fans, because there's a lot of, shall we say, similarities between approaching the dating scene and women, right, and football. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to apologize. I wasn't in yesterday. I was back at Disneyland. You know what it is? I think my kids are growing up. And if they want to go to Disneyland because they have a day off, one of them had a day off of school, the other one didn't. And I'm like, well, you know, I have a little bit of money set aside because, gosh, going to Disneyland is expensive these days. Why don't we take advantage of it? And so, yeah, I think we go there a little too often. Once or twice a year, I think, is more often than the average person. But I love Disneyland, and I don't go anywhere else, so, yeah, you know, cut me some slack. But I got to tell you, this was probably one of the worst experiences I had. And I don't want to sit here and insult the company at all. I think Disneyland is great. But, boy, was this a really, you know, big eye-opener. So, all right, when you spend a lot of money on your tickets, okay, you expect quality, right? So I guess we got to do that early morning hour where you get to the gate early at 7 a.m. And to get to a Disneyland gate by 7 a.m., you need to be up at before, it has to be dark outside. So I set my alarm for about 5:15 because I want to get up, I want to potty. You know, the last thing I can't go potty in public places. I can't poop. Don't ask. I don't know. It doesn't want to come out. I don't know. I tighten up, clench. So I wanted to make sure I got all my business done. And then we, you know, head to the gate. You don't want to be at the gate right at 7. You want to be at the gate at about 6:30 because you get in line. Because the second the gate opens, then you can run to the park. Well, apparently you couldn't do the early morning hour for Disneyland. It had to be for California Adventure. All right, that's fine. But as a safety net, I always have the hotel do a call to wake up the rest of the family in case I'm in the bathroom. So I put in a wake-up call. Never happened. So the kids and Corey start to oversleep. I was like, what the heck, kid? All right, so I'm screaming. We're trying to wake them up because I never woke up because I was in the potty. Then we get there to the gate, and we go, and we start to advance, and the rides are closed. Oh, these rides are closed. So we're running early, right? We get there early. We purposely stayed at a Disneyland hotel to get there early, and most of the rides are closed that we want to be on. Oh, hell no. So then the Disneyland's about to open at 8. So we're like, we got to get our butts over there. I almost wanted to random my license from this, honestly, running back and forth. But it's okay. I had about maybe 11 miles yesterday. Yeah, now I'm back on air. So then we go to Disneyland. Crack of the gate opens, right? Crack it, you know, boom. I head over to Space Mountain. Space Mountain's closed. Now, yeah, they opened them back up later. But I'm like, are you kidding me? But this is what gets me, okay? We're at the happiest place on Earth. Why didn't anybody warn us as we were walking to these rides? You saw people coming back the opposite direction, and they weren't looking, like, happy. I remember telling myself, I wonder if the ride's closed, because usually people are smiling after a ride, and these people aren't smiling. But nobody's telling you what's going on. So then we go, we find the ride's closed, so we start to walk. And you wonder what? We didn't tell anybody either. Now, why wouldn't anybody tell you and save you guys a quarter mile of running to a ride that's closed? Because they don't want you getting in line to the ride they're about to go on. So the happiest place on Earth made a whole bunch of, we're talking thousands of people yesterday, selfish and sadistic. Yeah. So I have a problem with that. I have a huge problem with that. I now am like, yeah, go to the Cars ride. Yeah, go, hurry. Meanwhile, I'm heading over to another ride because I don't want them in line. And then you start to become anti-people. Now, this is the happiest place on Earth. I understand Mickey Mouse gets on your nerves, Goofy gets on your nerves, but you actually start getting sick of other people. So I would really suggest that if you want to, you know, be a good person and redeem yourself, don't go to Disneyland because you're going to turn mean. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Dockadelli, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So from what I'm getting, the death toll from Hurricane and Tropical Storm Florence has risen to 43 and rising because of the aftermath. There's apparently 32 confirmed deaths in North Carolina, according to a statement released by Governor Roy Cooper's office, and other deaths were reported earlier in South Carolina and Virginia. Apparently, over 5,000 rescues have had to take place from first responders and emergency teams. So here to join us, back again, one of my favorite, and he's an Eagles fan, so you know he's happy from the Super Bowl high, Tony Briggs, Regional Communications Effort Officer from the American Red Cross. Tony, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad Carson Wentz is back, man. He's looking good.
Hey, the Wentz wagon is rolling.
Yeah. So, man, first of all, thank you and your team and everything the American Red Cross is doing. What's going on over there?
So today I'm at Lumberton High School, and it's one of our shelters. We've got 28 shelters in North Carolina alone. And, you know, we've got a population in the state of around a little over 2,200 residents still who have still, you know, dealing with the effects from the storm. And, you know, we're doing what we always do. We're providing a safe place for them to stay. We're making sure that their health needs are being met. We're making sure that their spiritual needs and their mental needs are being met. Mm-hmm. And we're doing this thanks to our wonderful volunteers who, you know, just drop everything that they're doing. And they just say, hey, what is it that you need me to do? How can I help? So it's been great.
Well, that, thank God. So, you know, walk us through the process, because that it's fascinating. So you find a school that's obviously on higher ground. They have facilities, they have bathrooms, they have hopefully power. I mean, how does that work when you guys locate a shelter? And, I mean, you don't have a lot of time unless you pre-map out, even though, I understand the unpredictability with storms, but how does that work in terms of you guys designating a place to be a shelter?
You know what? You actually nailed it right on the head. We actually do work at the local level with the local school districts and the local officials to make sure that we identify where the shelters are. And then if we find out that we're going to see some flooding or we have some damage, we can just basically scoop everybody up and take them to the next place. I know here in Lumberton, North Carolina, we've had some folks who have come from other shelters because, you know, maybe the shelter populations have gotten smaller and we can better serve our clients in one location. Mm-hmm. So that's going on here. And, you know, I'm actually standing right now in the main hallway looking at their trophy cases. And, you know, this is the home of the Pirates. And the Pirate Code is no pirate left behind. And you know what? It's kind of like what we're doing here.
Yeah.
We're making sure that we're meeting the needs where they are.
No, that's wonderful. We're talking to Tony Briggs, Regional Communications Officer of American Red Cross. Describe for my listeners what did you see when you first got there in terms of the devastation that Florence left?
Wow. The first thing I saw was an apartment complex with, I guess, maybe a 100-year-old oak tree sitting in the middle of it. And, you know, you see it on TV and, you know, you see it, but it's not the same as when you're there and you can get out the car and just say, wow, you know, we stand no chance against Mother Nature and something like this. So it's really good when everyone, you know, took the time to heed the warnings to get to higher and safer ground, you know, where they could be safe and they could actually, you know, get to where they could be comfortable and safe through the storm. And now we're just making sure that we're getting everybody to a place where they can say, okay, we can go back and look at our homes and, you know, do we have damage? And if we do, you know, we take those steps and we work with our partners to start a recovery plan and get them back on their feet.
So who decides if a home is safe enough for someone to return back? Because, I mean, you're looking at the thousands and thousands of homes and the devastation of all these buildings. I mean, does every building have to be inspected first, or do people go back and they just take their chances with the mold and the structural issues?
Well, we try to make sure that we educate our folks when they're here in the shelter on, you know, safe tips on what to do when returning from the storm. Mm-hmm. When the evacuation orders are lifted, in some cases they may come to their home and find out that the authorities have already basically told them that they can't live in that home already. And when that happens, they come back to the shelter and they let us know. And then we say, okay, you're here. You've been here. You know the routine. We're going to help you until we can get you connected with FEMA and the rest of the recovery teams that are helping these residents get to where they need to be.
It's phenomenal what you guys do. So when you set up a shelter, I mean, I hope you don't mind my asking all these logistical questions, because it blows my mind how you guys are prepared and ready to go. And that's a key mantra with you guys, is making sure you're prepared and you know, for anything. You know, in terms of food, you know, do you have like nutritionists planning out, you know, the meals so there's enough, you know, vegetables and vitamins and proteins? I mean, how do you handle the food situation for these shelters?
You know, that's a great question. We have a wonderful partner, which is one of many partners that we have. The Southern Baptist Convention comes in. They bring mobile feeding kitchens, and we have them pre-positioned throughout the state. We bring them the food, and they make the magic happen. After
wow.
they make the magic happen, we load that food up in our emergency response vehicles, and we bring them to the shelters, and we also do what's called mobile feeding, where we'll actually drive out into certain communities that may be cut off, and we'll take the food to them where they are. And, again, that's thanks to our wonderful volunteers and our partners.
Mm-hmm. And donors. I mean, it takes money.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I try to remind everyone that all of us Red Crossers we are walking donations because there are donors who have actually said, hey, we're going to partner with the Red Cross to allow all this to happen, to make sure that our volunteers can get on a plane, to make sure that our volunteers have a safe place to stay, to make sure that, you know, everything that our clients need, their needs are being met in real time. So we know that we could not do this without our partners, and we are very thankful that they are arm in arm with us, lockstep every step of the way.
That's amazing, amazing. So now medicine. So you had brought up, you know, you want to make sure you meet their medical needs. That could be anywhere from possibly antibiotics, you know, parasite, dehydration. How do you prepare medically?
Well, we have nurses here who are on. They're actually on staff with us. Mm-hmm. This time here in Lumberton, we have volunteer nurses from Alabama, and these ladies are sitting here smiling, and they're taking care of folks, you know, with minor medical needs. If there's something that's a little more major, we'll definitely evacuate them to a hospital so that they can get further on treatment. But just for the minor scrapes and bumps and, you know, I'm not feeling so well, they're here for that, and, you know, they're walking through the shelter, they're walking through the dormitories, just making sure everyone's feeling okay. And we also have a nurse's station where they can come, and if they need to speak to a nurse in private, they can do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, you know, safety is also an issue. What do you guys do for security?
Well, we partner with the local authorities. We have police here on. They're actually walking through, making sure that, you know, good order and discipline is being maintained here because, you know, anytime that you bring a bunch of people who have gone through something traumatic, you know, sometimes tempers can flare, and we don't want that to happen. We know it can happen. But, you know, when you see, you know, the police here, you know you need to be on your P's and Q's.
That's excellent. No, that's excellent. Yeah. And then I love how spiritually, so you offer clergy, access to clergy, my guess.
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, I just ran into a gentleman who is a volunteer, and what he does to calm people down is he just plays a flute that's a small wooden flute, and he doesn't use that in a spiritual sense, but for him it's a way to break the ice and just for him to be, and he said that it helps calm people's spirit. Now we have, you know, clergy from all different faiths who not just stay in this shelter, but they're in other shelters throughout the state and throughout the, 66,000 square miles that we're responding to this hurricane. So they go from place to place, and it may be that they, you know, offer a prayer. They may just be there to listen. But again, more volunteers stopping what they're doing, saying goodbye to their families, and coming in to help.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. So, somebody like me, if God forbid I ever had to be in the shelter, just, you know, I remind me to watch my language because
it's a given.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So look, how can people help you guys at the Red Cross?
You know, you can call, you can click, or you can text. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can go to redcross.org, or you can text Florence to 90999 for a $10 donation to help those who have been affected by the hurricane.
Man, it's wonderful what you guys do. And then for volunteers, if anybody wants to volunteer, the best way to get a hold of you guys is at redcross.org?
Redcross.org/volunteer, and they can get the volunteer process started, and then they can be ready for the next storm.
No, I think that's wonderful. Now, you know, Tony, we definitely want to have you back. You know, be safe over there. And, of course, we're sending our prayers. And, you know, it's amazing what you guys do every single day. And we'll also get you guys some blood. We get more people donating blood for you as well.
That's easy. Go to redcrossblood.org. Sign up. Bring a friend. We'd love to see you.
All right, Tony, you take care. Get ready for the next week and football. And I got to go yell at my Cowboys. We'll be right back. You take care, Tony. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back with what's latest on the Kavanaugh hearings.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News.
Tuesday, President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly in New York City. The president hit on a wide variety of topics, including the U.S. economy and accomplishments under President Trump, immigration, and North Korea. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson reacts to the speech.
Well, it was very typical President Trump, very nationalistic, unilateral statement. I was pleased with what he said about Russia, for instance. You know, he's taking off the gloves, and there's been some questions about that. I was pleased about the North Korea issue. Things are better. I was pleased he didn't announce a summit. I want to see more preparation and more North Korea doing a lot more before we get a summit.
As Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has now publicly denied ever sexually assaulting anyone, the White House said it would be open to hearing from Kavanaugh's latest accuser, Deborah Ramirez. This is USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW. People who get it.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Bill Cosby is supposed to be sentenced within the next hour when court resumes from break. Apparently, Bill Cosby is facing his sentencing after his charges of sexual assault. He did not address the court in a sentencing hearing, but Attorney Joseph Green told the court Cosby did not want to speak. We're getting live updates within the next hour. The judge, obviously not very happy, Judge Stephen O'Neill. In fact, he has ruled that he is a sexually violent predator during his actor's sentencing hearing. And so we will find out if he's going to be imprisoned for up to 10 years or sent home on probation. Apparently, Judge Stephen O'Neill made the decision before he was to sentence Bill Cosby, who's 81 years old and was convicted in April of drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constand. The, quote, sexually violent predator distinction under Pennsylvania law means Cosby will have to undergo monthly counseling. Neighbors and schools will be alerted if he lives nearby. And on Monday, Christine Dudley, a psychologist for the state of Pennsylvania, testified the label is applicable to Cosby because he shows signs of a mental disorder that prevents him from denying the urge to violate women and would probably do so again. That's something that we need to talk about, a quote-unquote mental disorder. I, Bill Cosby is 81 years old. I'm not sure if people are claiming he suffers from dementia or, you know, what's going on at that point in time. We know he has keratoconus issues with his vision, and he's going blind. We understand that. But, you know, I talked about on my show, you know, how grandpa or dad may start getting a little frisky with nurses and how to protect them from being accused of sexual assault. I can't tell you how I don't want to use the word norm without quotations, but how when I'd be taking, you know, care of patients in nursing homes, et cetera, the butt grab would happen almost daily. And come on, you know, come on, Fred, come on, Bob, enough. Some of them would giggle. Some of them would act like they didn't know what happened. And I mean, this stuff, it was, but when people age, there may be an unfiltering or a lack of checks and balances. And so, I'm not saying the average male when they old could possibly be, shall we say, sexually aggressive, but it has been known to happen. And so George Bush Sr. Was accused of grabbing someone's butt during a picture. And so, this is something that nobody likes to talk about because they don't want to, you know, say things that aren't politically correct, and they're, you know, trying to not stereotype people, but you do have older men out there that will, you know, not have their checks and balances and take a grab. And I'm not saying that in terms of Bill Cosby, but in terms of our loved ones, and that's something we need to watch out for, because in this day and age, boy, it could go bad. Kavanaugh. Right. So now, the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, nomination, I don't see anytime soon. This, I believe, is going to get postponed and postponed and postponed. Now we have a second woman coming forward, a second accuser, saying this is now a Deborah Ramirez. And she alleged in an article in the New Yorker magazine that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party when they were both freshmen at Yale University. According to Ramirez, she and Kavanaugh were among a small group of students playing a drinking game in a dorm room in the university's Lawrence Hall when the alleged incident occurred. She said the game quickly led to her intoxication, and she recalls being on the floor and slurring her words when she alleges a male student exposed himself and shoved his genitalia in her face. She said she pushed the man away, touching him in the process, but she alleged she remembered Kavanaugh pulling up his pants and laughing. So she told the New Yorker the incident left her, quote, embarrassed and ashamed and humiliated. Some of you have had opinions on what's been going on with Kavanaugh and the accusers. Let's go to the phone lines now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm not sure if we're... Okay, no problem. Go ahead. Yeah, let's hear. This is on the answer line. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. The attack on Kavanaugh, it's not about sex or an assault or anything. What it is simple character assassination. That's what nobody wants to admit. Thank you.
I tell you, I wish I could talk to you live. I mean, this is, it does. It stinks of being suspicious for, I mean, you have, you know, a confirmation that was just hours away. And now all of a sudden these people come forward. And, where was everybody, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, decades ago? And I believe somebody saying a third person is coming forward. And, I think the process is very, very frustrating for, I think, anybody who is watching this on the outside going, okay, now look, you know, on one end, if there was assault, okay, the process is obviously really, really broken down. Why didn't anybody go to the police? Why does it take somebody becoming a Supreme Court judge for people to come out? On the flip side, this could be one of the biggest, Democratic ploys to prevent the Supreme Court from ever getting a nomination from Donald Trump. And we all know that the stakes are high on this one. If they can stall, if the Democrats can stall the nomination past the midterms to Christmas break, to holiday break, and then if the midterms flip and they lose the senatorial lead in the GOP, there's a chance that nobody would get nominated that's recommended by Donald Trump. And we would have a Supreme Court that's hung with only an even amount of justices. And, the Supreme Court judge I was retiring decides to not retire yet. I've never seen this happen. Usually the president gets his nominees. Sotomayor, Kagan, I mean, usually they get their nominees, even if it's an oppositely controlled, Senate. And so the stall tactics we're seeing really dilutes any, shall we say, credence or validity to this being a, look, I was assaulted. I want him investigated. I want charges pulled up. It just seems like stall after stall after stall. And then, okay, now we have somebody else. Now we have somebody else. And so what the heck is going on? And I look back at what Deborah Ramirez is saying. So they had a drinking game. They started to drink. They got frisky. And she claims that in her inebriated state, somebody had their genitalia near her face. That is not appropriate at all. All right? Whoever did this. But how do we know it was Kavanaugh? How do we know what she's saying happened? And then somebody could claim, oh, yeah, I had a bunch of people in the room. And here they are. How do you go back and prove that? I mean, this has got to be a mess for law enforcement. This has got to be a mess for anybody that wants to investigate this. It's like, what? You know, and yes, I get how a lot of people will not come forward right away. I get that. All right. I get that, you know, you're in shock or you're, you know. But, you know, this seems to me like a bunch of people were playing around. And she's like, you want to know what? Since that happened? Yeah. Can we throw my name into the ring? 1-877 Doc Dudley. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel for working the dials. Okay. Can't read the name on this one. He asked me not to, but I am allowed to read the email. He goes, Doc, help us start a new movement. I am with millions of other who enjoyed the ladies growing up. Enjoyed the ladies. You don't hear people calling us ladies anymore. That was nice. He said, I'm with millions of others who enjoyed the ladies growing up. I had sex countless times, he says, and every instance, I swear, was consensual every time. It wouldn't have been enjoyable. And everyone enjoyed it back, he writes, if you know what I mean. He says, me and others are now living in fear. Hashtag help us. I don't know what to say, guys. I really don't know what to say. With what happened with Kavanaugh, that's exactly what can happen. Anybody at this point in time, since we do not have a process down, since society has not caught up, right, and we progressed too quickly to the point where we are now in chaos, where anybody can claim something, and if there was no camera, and if there was no witnesses, the burden of proof and the burden of proving your innocence is on the accusee. Always. You are guilty until proven innocent. And in fact, you're hung until proven innocent when it comes to sexual assault, sexual harassment. I can't say his name here, but the one who emailed me, he had a lot of sex growing up. So he fears any one of them at any time could claim it wasn't consensual. How much proof do you get? How much, you know, what do you have anybody sign a consent? Do you, no, nobody did. They would drink, they would have sex, they would, and unfortunately a lot of sex happened that shouldn't have happened. There were a lot of people that had got, you know, unfortunately penetrated when they didn't want to be. So, you know, date rapes happened. I mean, there was a society, and there still is, where sex is not 100% consensual. You had a lot of people that wanted to go only third base. You know, they're like, well, we'll just do this. Yeah, we'll take off our clothes, but don't go in. So we'll stop you there. Well, people made their own rules. And then, unfortunately, people got hurt. But where this now really gets complicated is something that happened decades ago can come back to haunt you. Our previous listener had said this is a character assassination. Yeah, it can be. Absolutely. I mean, Kavanaugh might have done nothing wrong. He might not have even been there. And his life will be ruined if he's innocent. Even if he's innocent, his life is ruined. His career, all the work that he put in. If he's guilty, then he's guilty. But, is this going to court? There's a good chance that he will not become the next Supreme Court judge if this gets delayed and delayed and delayed. And so what you're seeing is a turn of power. And power scares me. I mean, it looks like women have a lot of power now these days. Anybody having power bothers me. I mean, wow. We have seen in the last few years such unbridled power when it comes to the media and when it comes to garnering these movements and bad PR. Bad PR is probably one of the deadliest weapons we have now. And you have media on board with this. You know, that one woman that accused of a cop of groping her when he put her in the back of an SUV for drunk driving. I mean, wow. That first day, it was, oh my gosh, cops are groping. I mean, the media was all over it. And then, you know, the police department was like, guys, look at the footage. He didn't touch her. He did not touch her. Look at it. Look at the footage there. See? She just... And, you know, maybe it takes some of these cases where people see outright lies. I don't like that, though, because we still have the original problem. We have people being assaulted, not feeling like they could come forward, being accused of lying, which is why most women don't come forward. I didn't. I'm like, everyone's going to think I'm lying. Everyone's going to think I made it up. So I just deal with it, which is not the way to go. We should have a process. We should have a avenue for people to be able to, you know, get justice, etc. But when we start to see this circus with Kavanaugh, I mean, somebody who said they were drunk and somebody did something, but I don't know if it was him, but I saw him laughing. Well, I understand why you want your story told. And I understand why you think you want to protect others. I get that. But wouldn't that have helped you bringing that up 30-some years ago? You know, it just seems suspect. And so, do men need to come up with their own movement? If there's a woman movement called Me Too. I don't want to say woman movements. There's a movement for those who were assaulted and, you know, couldn't say anything because they, you know, there were people like Harvey Weinstein or people in the industry, you know, that prevented them from, you know, being able to come forward. You know, should there be a hashtag movement for men? Maybe. I mean, you know, the pendulum always swings. It takes society sometimes to, you know, sort things out. But this is a major mess. And, you know, I'm kind of scared for guys. You know, hearing him say, I had sex countless times. Every instance, I swear, was consensual. It wouldn't have been enjoyable, meaning, you know, he wouldn't have enjoyed it if it was something forced. He feels and he thinks they enjoyed it. Okay, whether they faked it or not, that's a whole other thing. But he believes that every encounter that he had was consensual. At any time, one of these people could come forward saying it wasn't. And if his boss gets wind of it, if anybody on social media gets wind of it, his life could be over. That's a problem. People's lives are being ruined by false accusations, or somebody who changes their mind and says, you want to know what? I don't think I wanted to, you know, make out with him or her. Well, having date regret does not give you the power and should not give you the power to ruin someone's life. I mean, I'm not sure what happened with the second accuser and what drinking game she decided to engage in. But, I mean, is a guy responsible for a woman who gets drunk? I mean, if two people go into a game sober, and they go into a game consensually sober, and then they start to have a drinking game, and people start getting frisky, technically, by rule of the law, if you have sex with somebody who, you know, didn't consent, it's still rape. Even if you were drunk, even if they were drunk, and they both went into that game consensually, that's a lot of responsibility to put on somebody. I don't even know what advice to give men anymore. Because even if you have a written document, somebody could say, well, yeah, they were drunk, or they claimed they were drunk. You're like, well, she wasn't drinking. She claimed she was, and that you forced her to sign it. So even a written consent, I mean, they're trying to make these apps where people sign an app before having sex. But again, they could say, no, he forced my finger to hit the button. I mean, maybe we just have to go back to no premarital sex. Yeah, I understand there's, you know, rape associated with spouse. There's people accused of spouse rape. But, you know, maybe a lot of these premarital cases can get solved that way. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. But I think the days of casual sex may start going away. It's just, I don't know what to do with people who had years of fun. How to protect yourself now. I don't have an answer for that. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.